stop. Next and Stacy's three stop.
Hey, Stacy.
Hey, Lex.
Do you want to have 69?
Oh, sure. Always.
Well, you're in luck, because today is Threesome Podcast 69.
Yay! Look at us.
No sex for us, but we're 69ing nonetheless.
Yes. It's a virtual podcast-y 69.
I mean, we've waited 68 episodes to get here.
So, I know.
So, really not a long time in the scheme of things, about 60-something hours, maybe, give or take a few.
We've now been doing this a year, so I think that's pretty respectable.
Very much so. Threesome Podcast is growing leaps and bounds, and if you want to be part of that growth, threesomepodcast.com with the number 3. You can also go to our Facebook page, you guessed it, /3 with the number 3, some podcast.
You can also find links to all of our social media at the website threesomepodcast.com, too.
All right, so...
if typing it in is too much.
Yes, if you're just a lazy fuck, you can go ahead and do that.
Yes.
All right, so I'm riding down the elevator today.
Well, and, congratulations.
And we have this new company in the building. I think their name's SoftLayer, the big software company, and... data protection and things like that.
That's interesting because they visit our website often.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, maybe they won't after this. Well, I mean, it's really not an indictment on the company, just a couple of dudes that work for it.
Right.
But I'm only riding down 4 floors, but it was enough to hear a gaming conversation that two guys that are 40 plus shouldn't have, in my opinion.
Okay.
They're talking about characters and, you know, what a great game experience it is because you don't have to change anything. And I don't know what game they were talking about. It really doesn't matter because I just... like turning a light on in a cockroach-filled room, watched every vagina scurry for the exits in my mind. So I kind of looked back and cut them a look, and I got off the elevator, and the guy goes, "Do you game, man?" I went, "I haven't in a long time, and I don't do the character or PC thing." He goes, "Oh, well..." "What do you do? Like, did you do like Xbox or something?" And I said, "I did everything up till PlayStation 4. And then I opted out." I said, "And really what that meant was Madden. You know, that me and the boys played at work and we all ended up in our minds getting too busy and into too many other things, family-wise, relationship-wise, to have the time to play it."
Right.
He goes, "Why?" He goes, "I was getting a vibe off of you that, you know, you're really not, you know, liking gamers and stuff like that." And I said, "Well, it's not that I don't like you. I just have a stigma, I guess." He goes, I'm married, and so is he. I'm like, okay.
To each other.
Yeah. And, you know, to a PC. What was that? Joaquin Phoenix movie? Her.
Oh, with the, yeah, with Scarlett Johansson as the voice.
Yeah. And I said, "Look, I just have this thought in my head that the... even verbal sound of this to a woman's ears dries her up like the desert." And he goes, "Oh, God, no, man. There's so many hot chicks online that play this." And I said, "Yeah, I've heard that. And I've never seen it, but I've heard it. I've heard of women playing it, but when I see them on TV and stuff, they're usually not super appealing, good-looking women, because super appealing, good-looking women don't stay home. They go out with their super good-lookingness and woo eyes everywhere. And he goes, yeah, he goes, listen, he goes, seriously. He says, if you went online, he's like lobbying me to go online and play this game.
Which, you don't remember what the game was?
No, I didn't give a shit. I wasn't going to do it. So, and I said, okay. I said, listen, it's just me. It's just not my thing. I said, I'm sorry I put off a bad vibe. You know, I know a few things about chicks. And I play the percentages, and I know that 90% of them aren't down with this. And being a relatively average-looking guy with average aspirations, you know, I don't like to go against the percentages. It's hard enough for me as it is to make myself appealing to a woman. So I don't want to help things along by having a control in my hand or having a gamer tag or anything like that. I don't even want to be associated with it at all.
Right.
So he says, you're missing out on a whole other world. He goes, dude, there's so much pussy in this. There's so many chicks playing this. There's so many. He goes, when we go to these gaming conventions, he goes, you should see some of the hot chicks that have total game that are playing this. And I said, yes, I've heard about them. You know, they happen to be the minute best of the best, hottest, small percentage people that they pay to come in and do this. So the rest of you think this is happening everywhere. I said, you guys have analytical minds, but not real logical ones. Not a lot of common sense going on floors 5 through 10 here. I said, I would trust any of you to keep me online. I would trust any of you to run off all my pussy. It's just what
I
think.
So you were being judgy.
Very much so.
Yes.
Maybe even overly judged.
Well, can I just say that you do, in fact, know a lot about women. But the women that you know about tend to be older women. When was the last time you wooed anyone under the age of 30?
Well, you can't say anything.
Well, hypothetically, let's pretend.
All right, let me put it this way. I correspond social media wise with them all the time. And sometimes they say stuff.
I think that it's very much a generational thing. I think, like, for instance, my generation really is the Generation X, that grew up with Atari and Pong. You know, we were there at the beginning of that stuff. So I don't know. I just think as you go younger and start skewing younger, I think that you're going to find that the women, the girls, are a lot more okay.
You forget who you're dealing with here. Do you remember? I guess you weren't with us during our gaming phase.
No, I remember after, like, during commercial breaks and things, you guys would all go into the office.
Yeah, that did not stop after you left. It pretty much stopped when we moved to Dallas. But even then on the show, we had, you know, Xbox and PlayStation in here and all that. And it's like, look, I totally get that. But these guys, I mean, I just drove around over the lunch break, and all this town can talk about right now, and you and I have alluded to this on the podcast before, is whether Dez Bryant's going to sign his contract by 3 this afternoon with the Cowboys. I mean, I heard overheard guys talking about it at lunch. I overheard, you know, I'm listening to the radio. They're like doing the broadcast from Valley Ranch to see if it's going to it has to happen by 3 or it's catastrophic. The guy's not going to play. You know, so it's all anybody's talking about. And these guys are completely, you know, and that's fine. Not everybody has to be into sports or anything, but I mean, I even see chicks on Twitter and Facebook going, come on, Dez. Come on, motherfucker. You know, just hot chicks. You know, just fucking badass chicks in yoga pants and skimpy little tops going, come on, Dezzy Wezzy. And it's like these guys.
Yeah, but those are also the chicks that you guys have kind of grown and encouraged as fans of the show over the years. You know, cool sports chicks.
We had a whole argument on the air about gaming chicks. Everybody was against me. I was just like I was now. I was just like, they don't exist. You know, it's a needle in a haystack. You know, you
need to do a Google search for the word cosplay, COSPLAY, and you will be surprised at what you see.
Yes, but even those chicks who game are fucking guys that don't. Don't you get it?
It's no different though than a guy fucking a chick who doesn't game. I mean, you know.
No, a guy would die to fuck a chick who games. A guy would die to have a gaming chick in his life. They won't be in their lives. Even gaming chicks know that gaming dudes are losers.
And now you're being really judgy.
And when I say gaming dudes, I mean overly gaming dudes. Like, I'm not going to work. I'm going to play this for 9 hours.
Well, yes, but you know, that could be the same with the same guy that I'm not going to work because I'm going to drink my case of beer that I got. I'm not going to go to work because I'm going to bowl all day. There's anybody who puts too much energy and effort into something other than responsibilities. It's not just gaming.
Yeah, but drinking and bowling, this, you know, it's more accepted. I'm sorry, it is. As much as it shouldn't be.
Maybe in your circles.
As much as it shouldn't be. If I grabbed a hot chick and said, all right, here's the deal. You either have to stay with a guy that bowls, stay with a guy that drinks, stay with a gaming dude. Who are you going to take?
I would probably choose the gaming dude.
You would, because you're an idiot. But these other chicks, I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 would take the guy that sits around and bowls or drinks because it's just more dude-like.
I think that's changing, though. Again, I think that this is a generational thing. I think the acceptance, you know, of gaming is a lot different for anyone under 30 than it is for the over 50.
Stacey, I gamed my whole life. You know, it's like I had Intellivision, Atari, you know, Sega Genesis, PlayStation. I've had it all the way through. So did my friends. It's not like we're the, you know, old World War
II
veteran guys.
But this doesn't make you a gamer. I mean, because again, all you ever did was play football videos.
No, that's not true. We played, you know, why do you think they're making movies about centipedes and Pac-Mans and all this shit? Because that's all the stuff we played. You know, I mean, it's like we played everything. Super Mario Brothers, all that stuff. You know, whatever. Kong. All that. Do I like the sports games better? Yeah. But did we play everything? Yes, we did. All you need is some weed and you'll play everything.
Right.
But there was a code. That thing did not come out when there was pussy around. That was strictly if the guys came over or if, you know, my neighbor came over, you know, we'd game. When like my girlfriend would come home or theirs, it'd be like everything went to them.
I guess the way I look at it, though, and this is, again, for the younger people, the teenagers and all that, There's probably just as many girls that are interested in playing video games as guys. Likewise, probably the same personality set for the females who want to play are the same for the guys. And, you know, yeah, gamers certainly have a reputation of being like the fat, acne-covered, you know, losers that stay in the basement of their mom's house and play. So I don't know. I don't know how many hot, gorgeous men. I mean, is Adam Levine out there playing video games? I have no idea. You know, so I
do.
I think there's a lot more women playing video games than what you realize.
I'm sure if he had
because
time
you
to
don't
take his
know them.
Dick out of something, he'd play.
I know. He's such a man whore. If I had that chance, if like he lost a lottery and said, "Stacy, I have to have sex with you," and I would think about it for a moment and just be like, "My God, you're beautiful," but I don't want all of the diseases that I'm sure you're carrying.
You don't want all Hollywood's germs
and herpes and everything else. I'm sure he's just a big bag of AIDS.
I don't think so. Ugh. Now you're generalizing.
Oh, says, okay. He's a beautiful man. I wouldn't go there. I would look at him from afar. I might say, hey, take the shirt off, but that would be about it.
Oh, I think Lisa would fuck him in front of me. I think she'd just look at
well,
me.
Well, tell
and
her
go,
to put two condoms yeah, on it.
I think she'd just look at me and go, sorry. Yeah, that's fine, baby. I know he's in your top five. That's the rules. I'm not going to watch, but go ahead. I'll see you later. That's our deal. If Olivia Munn shows up at the house, I will bend her over right in front of her and just look over at her and go, I told you.
Isn't she a gamer chick?
I don't know.
Olivia Munn?
Just because she
chicks.
Dates Aaron Rodgers? I don't think so. No, you see, her guy plays real games. He's one of the games. He's in the games. Her guy is. Let's not confuse
the two.
Oh, so
he's one of those people who makes way too much money because he's good with a ball? Should we go into like the whole stupidity of sports? Do you want to go there too?
You'll lose.
I mean, really, other than you know the fact that sports makes certain people a shit ton of money, really, it's fucking football. It's baseball. It's hockey. Which
yeah, so
pains
what?
Me to say that, but it's nothing. It's not bettering life. It's not curing cancer. It's entertainment.
It makes people
it's
happy.
It's nothing. And so
and
video
they
games.
And they don't mind spending their entertainment dollars on it. But at
and
the end of the day, she's fucking
people.
A real dude that plays. This isn't some gamer dude. Let's get that clear. There's a big difference. They make the games about him.
Is he a brain surgeon?
As far as football goes, he is.
Ah.
He could be a brain surgeon, but why take the pay cut? I don't want to hear
exactly.
I don't want to hear the brain surgeon should make more than the quarterback thing. There isn't people paying money to go see a guy operate. End of story. Supply and demand. Want is want. Desire is desire. That's where the money is. Sorry.
Just saying. It's just simply entertainment. I mean, there's really nothing different than him being in a movie or being on a reality TV show.
Except he can do something.
Meryl Streep has talent, too.
Except he can do something only 31 other people can do.
So can Meryl Streep.
There's lots of people that do what Meryl Streep does.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called acting. There's lots of actors. Lots of them. They're all over the place.
Yeah, there's lots of football players, too.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that they're the best.
Okay. I just know I'd rather be Aaron Rodgers than Joe in the Valley. Sorry. It is about scoreboard, Stacy.
Of course.
If you're the guy that they're playing the games about, you're just better than they are. if you're going home and tagging Olivia Munn, you're just better. You won the lottery. You won the lottery. You're the best of the best.
Yes. That still doesn't mean, though, that he's actually doing anything to help society or culture or humanity. He's an entertainer who's pretty darn good with a ball. Congratulations.
That's right. So when a little kid has cancer and he's a big Green Bay Packers fan and Aaron Rodgers drops by to see him and visit him, there's no impact on that kid?
He's not curing him. He's not healing him.
Well, neither is his doctor.
He's making the kid feel better for about 5 minutes because,
eight,
you know,
8 years of medical school and
gets
he's going
to live.
8 years of medical school and that kid's still going to die.
Yes, but at least he's doing something
at the
to,
end,
you know,
when the kid dies,
the kid's life.
When the kid dies and they're at the funeral, Aaron Rodgers can turn to the doctor and go, yeah, you didn't save me, but I made him feel great. You made his hair fall out and made him uncomfortable. I made him feel magical and amazing. Anyway, you have a nice day. Doc. Come here, Olivia. Let's get out of here. It's time we fuck for the fifth time today. Bye, Doc.
I'm sure at the end of the day, though, it's probably the doctor who feels a little more fulfilled with his life overall and what he's doing.
Oh, you think
to,
so,
you know,
huh?
Make people heal and feel better than, you know.
Well, when I'm finger painting on Olivia Munn's back, I don't know if I'd feel that way or not.
Well, obviously your needs for fulfillment are not that deep.
Aw. Shallow Lex.
You said it, not me.
Oh, I feel so bad.
I know. Look at you.
Yeah.
See, if you actually were deep, you might.
Yeah. Deep is overrated. I've seen deep make you miserable. Doesn't it? Who has told you the whole time they've known you that you overthink and delve too much into things? This guy. It's such a waste, a brilliant mind like yours. Worried about
yes.
brain surgeons who don't give a shit about you.
If I had to personally invest like some emotion or whatever into a human being, I'm probably going to go for the doctor or the school teacher before I'm going to go with a professional athlete.
Okay. Well, welcome to Golden Corral.
Just saying.
Yeah, the old school teacher policeman argument. It's sad. It's sad they make the money they make.
It is.
That's
both
the,
of
that,
my parents were school teachers. I know it well.
And well, I mean even I even think in your parents' age there was the money was
they were right at the tail end of the golden age
yeah.
of school teaching.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, that I they were right before spreadsheets, if I'm doing my math right. Before somebody came into a district and cut everybody's salary by 15-20% and got rid of all the old great teachers and hired young shitty ones.
One of the things, at least here in Michigan, you're pretty spot on. Like pretty much all teachers now are expected to have a master's degree, but are not paying them anything that you would be paid anyplace else if you had a master's degree.
Yeah, if you go
and they have-
if you go get a master's degree and then you realize what your master's degree is in and you don't get paid, that's fucked up.
Teachers now are making, on average, at least here in Michigan, in my area, so I don't know about the whole state, I think like 15% less than what teachers were even 5-10 years ago.
Yes, with the cost of living going up.
Yes. There are school teachers that are on food stamps.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah,
these are the people. You wonder why America is getting fucking stupid, people. It's because all the money is going to Aaron Rodgers and not to, like, the things that actually count in life.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
It's called priorities.
You can go back centuries, and the society's entertainers were the luxurious. Whether it's thespians or gladiators or...
Gladiators were slaves who fought to live and then hopefully get their freedom.
For a very...
Yes, they enjoyed some sort of infamy after the fact, but it was very few that actually lived to that point, you know?
Yeah, for a short period of time, it was like that. In the Roman Empire.
I saw Gladiator. I know all about them.
Which is the period we're talking about. The end of Caesar's reign.
I'm an expert because I watched a Russell Crowe movie.
But in Troy and Greece, they were held in incredibly high esteem. Very luxurious lives. The best of the best were treated like kings. You know, it's just the way society is. They're on a pedestal. You know, it's like girls want to fuck them, guys want to be them. It's just the way it is.
Albert Einstein had his own little group of groupies too, though.
Well, you're going to get pussy if you can say you're the smartest man in the world.
Look at Stephen Hawking.
Even he got pussy.
He's not alone.
Nope. No, I mean, she has a pretty good deal. She doesn't have to fuck them, and she comes and goes as she pleases, and they're filthy rich.
I bet you there's handsies every now and then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like she has to do her part, but I bet there's handsies with the trainer, handsies with the lawn guy, handsies with the pool guy. Women are evil.
Really, because I'm sure Aaron Rodgers has been completely, you know, faithful to every chick he's ever fucked. Just like Tom Brady and every other, you know, athlete that's reached that level. That's all they do is fuck. They fuck anything. Let's look at Tiger Woods. There's no ethics or morality with these people that get paid way too much money for, able to play a game.
It's a hell of a generalization. I mean, Tom Brady's been in two relationships his whole professional career. Aaron Rodgers, one. So you can't say that they're fucking everything that moves.
They are. Just like you truly believe there are no hot gamer chicks, I truly believe there is no faithful professional athlete.
Yeah, and I'm sure the percentages are pretty low. But there are people that do, Stacy.
I'm sure. Arnold Palmer, probably.
Oh, hell no.
Well, then, see, there you go. Oh, no. He was the only one I could think of.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Gordie Howe, just because the man is a saint.
My dad said that if Arnold Palmer has been faithful to his wife, he would lose the ranch.
Really?
In his swashbuckling prime days, that guy just had so much pussy thrown at him. I mean, have you seen him when he's young? Have you seen, like, pictures of him?
No.
Or oh, God, he's...
He's not on my Google search history, no. Young Arnold Palmer.
Well, you know,
shirtless.
Well, you know what he looked like? He looked like Star Trek 1967 William Shatner.
So the weird rib thing that men that time period had.
What do you mean the weird rib thing?
I don't know. You notice like all of their ribs stuck out like from the bottom? It's like their stomachs did this weird thing and then like the bottom of their ribs poked out.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about the rib thing, but he just had it, you know.
I can honestly say as a female, as a heterosexual female, I have never looked at William Shatner at any period in his life and went, oh yeah, he's got it going on.
Oh God.
I gotta get me some Shatner. Oh God, Shatner.
You never read his book? He's just swimming in pussy during that.
Well, I can understand that, but I'm just saying, he's not my benchmark for hotness.
No, I mean, because you've seen him age all the way, but, you know, in his prime, he was the dude.
Paul Newman, he is one I bet you was faithful. Because you never heard any scandals with him.
Oh, yeah, he and Joanne Woodward were completely in love. They got it right.
Yes. So there's a famous person, and one that certainly of anyone was deserving to go taste the fruits of all of his success, because my God, the man was a god. Paul Newman was faithful, I'm pretty sure. I'd bet money on it.
Well, define faithful. Because to me, in Paul Newman's scale, if he'd like tripped up three times, three one-nighters in his whole time with Joanne, to me, that's faithful.
Wow. That's not faithful.
On the total stud scale, that's faithful to me.
No, but good to know. When's Lisa coming home? This weekend?
I don't know. I've been completely faithful to Lisa, bitch.
Good. That is awesome.
So there.
And I support you in your endeavor to maintain that status.
Yeah, as long as I'm with her, I'll stay that way. The only reason I wasn't before was I have documented with you.
Yes, I know. Well, here's hoping that super, super hot Poon doesn't start throwing itself at you between now and whenever she comes home from her vacation.
Oh, super hot Poon's throwing itself at me while I'm with her. Just like I'm sure.
I mean, like a lot.
Just like I'm sure super hot Crank is throwing itself at her.
Oh, it has.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
You know it has.
Yeah, most undoubtedly it has.
Bigger, thicker, longer, and much more talented Crank.
Oh, God, yeah. Richer, fatter, younger, longer, younger, just better.
Prettier. Just smoother.
I don't know about prettier. Just hold on now.
Possibly tastier, too.
Nah. I got to draw the line somewhere.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Well, I can make it taste like dough. Just give me a few minutes. I can drink pineapple juice and cinnamon with the best of them.
The two together just sound really gross.
They do, but apparently it produces some mighty great tasting semen for some reason.
Cinnamon...
What? I don't know both of them, but I think if you consume one or the other, supposedly it really helps in that department.
See, I had heard about cinnamon, but I had not heard about pineapple juice. I will have to jot that one down.
Yeah, that's the word. If I was a concerned citizen, I'd consume those kind of things if I knew I was having sex later, but I'm not. like, no, you just...
You're going to say, you're dipping your penis in some Nestle Toll House pre-made cookie dough.
You'll get the cafeteria style and like it.
You had asparagus last night. Thanks, Lex.
Ew. I'd even give her the heads up on asparagus.
You probably don't want to go there with your mouth tonight.
I'm not that mean of a person. It's like, you know, I'd say, like, you know, I had asparagus last night. You probably don't want to. let's just go biblical tonight.
I'll even kiss you.
Yeah. Hold an apple in your right hand and we'll just do this.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so... So that wraps up Threesome Podcast number 69.
Well, it was worth it.
It was. Boy, God, how good are we? Seriously. You know, even by accident, it came around to sex at the end of the 69 podcast. So we are through. Number 70, of course, is up next. We can count, even though we're not Albert Einstein, who apparently was
swimming in poon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... you guys have yourselves a great day. I'll see you next time, Stacy. Bye.
Bye-bye.